This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom composter, gardener, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, bug farmer, co-owner of Arbico Organics, and Dr. Bug Lady. My guest this hour is the esteemed Larry Korn, author and teacher of unique no-killage gardening techniques. Larry Korn grew up in Los Angeles and for some reason was always interested in Asian culture. After 4 years at UC Berkeley studying Chinese history, he decided to travel to Asia in 1970 to see what it was like there. In Japan, he lived and worked on back-to-the-land communes and traditional farms in the countryside, including the farm of farmer-philosopher Masanobu Fukuoka. He spent several years at Mr. Fukuoka's farm, learning about his unique no-tillage techniques and helped to translate and edit his best-selling book, The One Straw Revolution. Larry also studied soil science and plant nutrition at Berkeley, which led to working for several years with the California Department of Forestry, measuring soil erosion as part of a statewide study, measuring the effectiveness of new forest practice rules that came into effect in 1975. Then he worked in wholesale and retail nurseries for a number of years before settling in the San Francisco Bay Area for 25 years, running his own residential landscaping company while his daughter, Leah, was growing up. Larry now lives in Ashland, a small town in Southern Oregon, teaching courses and workshops about permaculture, natural farming, and building local self-sufficient and self-reliant communities. Besides the One Straw Revolution, he also edited Masanobu Fukuoka's Sowing Seeds in the Desert, The Future is Abundant, and his own recently published book, One Straw Revolutionary. Larry has been a guest before on the Easy Organic Gardener, and it's my pleasure to welcome him back. Thank you for being with me today, Larry. My goodness,
it's great
been a while.
To be back, and nice to hear from you, and nice to connect again with your listeners.
Well, you know, you are one of our most special guests, and I'll tell you why. Years and years ago, when we were first getting started in the biological control business, which is how we got started as a company rearing beneficial insects for biological pest control, one of the books that I read was the book that you had translated. That book was literally like one of the Bibles of organic agriculture. And I just want to thank you so much for your work. It's just something that is remarkable. You are remarkable. And for us to see the fruition of your labors and also the fruition of Mr. Fukuoka, I mean, this is something that so many people have embraced, and now here we are where you can go into a grocery store and buy organic foods. In any mainstream grocery store, there's an organic section. Just to think of how far we have come because of your work. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Sherry. And, you know, I was just a lucky, lucky person. I was in my 20s. And I was traveling around in the countryside, and I heard about Fukuoka Sensei, but nobody had been to his farm before. They didn't know exactly what he was doing, but everybody had high regard for him. So I just went there, and I ended up staying for 2 years living on the farm and doing farm work and hearing him talk about the philosophy and so forth. And while I was there, the One Straw Revolution came out in Japanese. And we were sitting around a fire in a little hut in the orchard one night after it came out. And we said, you know, we got to translate this book into English and get it published somewhere so that other people in the world, you know, his philosophy, his understanding just wasn't getting anywhere in Japan at that time. He was being ignored. But we knew that if we got it outside of Japan right at that time, you know, that people would respond to it. And now it's been 45 years or so, and that's exactly what's happened. I mean, I was just lucky to have been there at the time, at the right time.
But well, everything happens for a reason. I think there are absolutely no coincidences. And as we were talking and I was thinking about your love of Asia, I thought, I was wondering if you'd ever ventured to have your DNA check, because maybe there's some Asian somewhere in your lineage that
I don't know.
But
you know what? I've always been interested in Asia from the very beginning. I grew up in Los Angeles. I'm just a city kid. But I was there at Santa Monica and Venice Beach and looking out across the ocean and wondering, what is it? I knew there was something there for me in Asia, across the ocean. And when I went to Japan, I just felt so comfortable. I don't know. But I understand what you're saying, because, there's destiny. People have their own destiny. And if they're lucky, they can find it and go on that path. And that certainly has been what happened with me. I've been led along a path, and it's just been a wonderful journey.
You followed your heart, Larry, and there's something really special about, especially Japan. We actually have done a lot of work there over the years. And there is something to be said when you are reading the book that you translated. There's a reverence. There's like a meditation. There's a cadence of life. There's a deep respect, especially in Japan, that you don't see or feel when you're in the United States. It's definitely a different vibe. It's a different culture. And I resonate with it too. When I have gone, I really love the experience of the people, and there's something about the quietness that comes about when you're there. And we've spent a lot of time in the fields, working with farmers. So we didn't spend a lot of time, disco dancing in Tokyo or things like that. So we had a similar experience. But there's a lot to be said about it. And I'm so glad you followed your heart, just like gardeners follow their heart when they're growing things. It blows your heart open to see things
That's
grow.
That's right. That's right. Just, the heart of natural farming, what Fukuoka Sensei was talking about, it's not so much the technique or how he, grew rice in an unplowed field without flooding the fields and so forth. It's about, finding your way home, because somehow people have separated themselves from nature, and it's an uncomfortable feeling. And when you enter back in and become part of the human, the community of all species and life, it's just a wonderful, comforting feeling, and that's what natural farming is about. The practice it's true. It's a very peaceful, simple way of life, and it's very wonderful coming back to it.
I agree with you. I really do. And something, just being in the garden, it can slow everything down. Getting your hands in the soil and whatever that you are doing in your garden. We like to just sit in the garden. We have actually a little table and chairs, and we sit inside the garden and just visit. That's a good place to just have a talk. So we've got a lot to talk about. So quickly, before the first break, what have you been doing since 2016 when you were on the last show? You have been on the go.
Well, I talked with you last time, I was finishing up a lot of publishing and just getting things in print that I just felt like I wanted to do. My mother started losing her memory when she was about 80 years old. And
Larry, sorry, I'm going to interrupt you.
Oh.
We're going to take a quick break. When you come back, we're going to catch up with Larry history and what he's been doing. And for those of you, don't go away. We're coming back with the amazing Larry Korner.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener, and this is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry. My guest this hour is the amazing Larry Korner, editor of The One Straw Revolution. Sowing seeds in the desert, the future is abundant, and the author of One Straw Revolutionary. It is a pleasure to have Larry back on the show with me. And on that note, I will welcome Larry back to the show. Larry, I'm sorry, I had my timing off on that last segment there, so I asked you a very important question, what you've been doing, and then I had to cut you off, so I'm going to let you take it from there and tell us.
Well, what I spent about 5 years working almost exclusively on publishing projects, because I just had all of these stories and all of these, you know, a lot of that is in the book that I wrote about Fukuoka-san and my travels in Japan and trying to sort of explain natural farming in a way that would be easier for Westerners to understand. And that was my book called One Straw Revolutionary. And just when that ended, I started getting invitations to travel overseas. And I started teaching workshops and to, you know, explain Fukuoka's understanding. And I've been to Spain and Ireland, and then I went to India. Now, India is a place where natural farming has really, really taken hold, more than anywhere in the world by far. And I met literally hundreds of farmers who have been practicing natural farming for more than 20 or 25 years because they read the One Straw Revolution. And then I went back to Japan, and I hadn't been back to Japan in 45 years. And I went back to Fukuoka's farm and met his son, who I knew, who ran the farm for 20 years. And then I met his grandson, Hiroki, who's running the farm now.
Aww.
He was 1 year old when I was. He was 1 year old. His mother was carrying him on his back. And he's a sweet guy. And that was, and I saw so many old dear friends. And then now I've just come back again. I taught a class in Thailand and visited friends in Laos. And so it's been a lot of travel outside. You know, I just had to go to India and I had to go back to Japan. Those were the two really important trips. So. But it brought everything full circle, though. That was nice, because going to India, because our dream, remember, in that little hut, when we said we've got to translate this book and get it out to the world, when I went back to India and there were all of these people who were practicing natural farming, and I met people, a lot of people, who met Fukuoka-san, because he went to India 4 times. He met 2 prime ministers. His visits were covered on the national news and all of that. And so it was just so gratifying. You know, because I remember myself as a young kid, basically, working on the farm with this dream and then going back there and, like, it's happening. There's a lot happening. It's not just natural farming. It is a lot of people that are doing great things in the world right now. And it's a good, I mean, it's very timely. I mean, it's good that it's happening now, because we need it.
Make me feel like doing cartwheels, because I feel the same way you do, that a group of us were pioneers and crusaders of natural farming, organic farming, sustainable farming, transitional farming, and that it was at first a little bit of an uphill. I don't want to use the word battle, but, you know, we certainly were met with some blocks and people not understanding that the most natural thing was going to be the most successful in the long run. And we had become so dependent on synthetics and factory farming, and we still have factory farming and conventional methods, yet so much has changed, as I was saying, and you and I have talked about this before. I'm just so delighted to have you back on the show and have you talk about this. Let's talk about this method that is so important and fits in so well with the easy organic gardening method.
Yeah, well, it all started from Fukuoka Sensei was he grew up on a farm, but because his father was the most educated person in the village and was like the mayor, sort of, and had the biggest holdings, he had a chance to go to college and became a plant scientist. He actually became a scientist. And then when he went off on his first job to Yokohama, inspecting with the Customs Department, inspecting plants that were coming in and going out of Japan, he, for some reason, he had this inspiration, let's say. And he saw what he said was nature. Nature itself was revealed without any preconceptions of human thinking. And everything was completely interconnected. Everything is doing their, providing their best service. And when people try to improve on what can't be improved on, essentially, then there's going to be side effects. And then they try to, anyway, so he went back to his farm to create a physical example of his way of thinking. And his approach was, instead of the usual method, which is like, how about doing this and how about doing that? His approach was, how about if we didn't do this and didn't do that? So he examined agriculture from the very basics, and he said, why are we plowing? Why are we flooding the rice fields? Why? And in every case, he said, we don't need to do those things. And one by one, he eliminated everything to the point where, you know, these were to the point where nature was once again providing everything that humans needed to live. And he found that the less he did, the more nature responded. So eventually he created this natural farming system where he got yields that were equal to or better than the neighbors who were using all of the modern technology and the tractors and synthetic chemicals, but he was just using hand tools and barely doing anything at all once it was set up.
That's the way I want it to be in my garden, and I do my very best to have it. It should be doing its own thing. It's natural. And, I mean, when you look outside, we don't see everything in, you know, neat little rows, and we don't see monoculture. We see polyculture, agriculture, and there's a reason for how nature creates itself. It is perfect, just like it is. So how did he garden then?
Well, gardening.
We're going to take a break. We're going to take a quick break.
Perfect.
We're coming right back with Larry. We're going to talk about how Mr. Kukuoka gardens without disturbing nature. So for those of you listening, take a break. We'll be right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump promoting his appearance on ABC. The president tweeting, I enjoyed my interview with George Stephanopoulos on ABC. So funny to watch the fake news media try to dissect and distort every word in as negative a way as possible. The entire interview airs Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, the president tweets.
What's your pitch to the swing voter on the fence?
Safety, security, great economy. Frankly, I think we're going to do tremendously now with African Americans. Mexicans, with Asians, with Hispanics, because they have the lowest unemployment numbers they've ever had in the history of the country.
That soundbite, courtesy of ABC News. Now, in other news, President Trump gearing up for his scheduled Tuesday night appearance in Orlando, Florida. He'll be at the Amway Center, 8 o'clock Eastern, announcing he's running for re-election. The facility holds up to 20,000 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. My guest this hour is gardening revolutionary Larry Korn. He edited and translated Masanobu Fukuoka's book, The One Straw Revolution, a manifesto on the importance of no-till agriculture, which was at the time of publication a radical challenge to the global systems that supply the world's food and still inspires readers today. Also, he is the author of One Straw Revolutionary. His impressive book is a must read. And now I'm going to welcome Larry back. I apologize again, Larry, for the abrupt break, but we have to do that when we're on the radio. So, we'll let you answer that question about how he gardens without destruction.
Well, gardening is a really perfect example of the technique that he eventually developed. Usually people, they say, well, I've got a cucumber and it likes sunlight and it wants good drainage, so I'm going to put it here. And we've got these the salad greens and we'll put them in the shade. And they organize the garden according to what they think the plants are going to need or what nature wants them to do. But really, Fukuoka-san wanted to get that approach. He wanted to not use that. So what he did was he mixed the seeds of all the different vegetables together, and he grew the vegetables in the spaces between his orchard trees. He had a 12-acre citrus orchard, and he would mix seeds, scatter them out, and cut the ground cover so that it acted as a mulch, and he let the seeds come up wherever they wanted to, and because it was his opinion that nature and the seeds knew where they wanted to grow better than he did. I mean, when you think about it, that Of course, that's true. But we always override nature by our thinking. And it's the intellect. So he wanted to get the intellect and this human decision-making out of the picture. This is so hard for people to understand and to do because it goes against the very fiber of our culture, which is to be in control all the time. And he wanted to not be in control and let nature take the lead. And so that even the case now with some of, like, let's say, permaculture, which is a design, you know, it's based on design, which, again, is humans taking the lead and designing, although they say, well, we're designing after what we see in nature, but why not just let nature do the design? So that was his approach, and that's with the vegetables and with the rice growing and all, everything. So I'm glad that we can just talk about not necessarily the specific techniques, but just the overall approach. And we can live that way, too. And that was kind of what I was getting at about my trip to Japan. I mean, when I went to Japan as a 23-year-old kid, I had no plan and no itinerary. And whatever came, and I got signposts that said, go this way, go that way. And I followed that path. And that's what natural farming is about, following your destiny in the garden and in your life. And you don't have to be a farmer or even a gardener to practice natural farming. It's the way of life, really.
Well said. It is a way of life. Permaculture, you know, when you apply it to life, it means doing the least harm with the least amount of effort, and that means that is a way of life. It is a way of life, from the garden to how we, to the foods that we eat, to the thoughts that we think, to the ethics we use in the workplace, our first priority is to come from a place of love and peace and kindness and harmony. And so that's what this natural farming movement is all about, is a rejection of force and destruction and an attempt to manipulate and stop, or let's say it a different way, to want to be in harmony with nature as opposed to being against nature. That nature is not something that is against us, but it's something that is natural for us. It's our way. It's what makes us all together have life on this precious planet that we all share.
Oh, so well said. Thank you. Yeah, and if people feel like they have to be in control, and if we don't, like, direct things, how is nature going to know what to do if we don't guide it? I mean, that is such twisted thinking, you know. And the other thing about this is it's so relaxing. It's such a wonderful place to be in. And I'm thinking about, you know, natural farming has a lot in common with the way indigenous people lived and their relationship with the landscape. And, you know, that they, once they, you know, they had, they didn't have to work very hard. In fact, when the Europeans came, I'm thinking to California, which is where I'm from, but, you know, the Europeans had to work so hard because they were plowing and they had the animals and they had this and that, and they had to make compost and they had to this and that. But the Native Americans didn't have to do that because they were more or less just following, they were in the flow of what was already happening. And we, with our agriculture and gardening, we feel like we have to remake everything by our design. And, you know, another thing about that is that it's boring. And it's a lot of hard work, and it's boring. Whenever you go out to the fields or into the orchard, you know exactly what you're going to see that day, the same thing as yesterday. But when you've walked around in Fukuoka-san's natural farm, where he essentially, the way he did the design for his orchard, he put seeds of all different kinds, trees, shrubs, flowers, vegetables. He put them in clay pellets and scattered them all over the hillsides. He provided the seeds to nature, and he asked nature, please, do the design for me, or for us, for, you know, just do what you want. And when you walked in his orchard, you were seeing nature directly, and it was a wonderful feeling and so relaxing. And every day I couldn't wait to get out into the orchard to see what was going to happen and what new, amazing, miraculous thing I would see that day. You don't get the feeling in a regular orchard. I mean, it's pretty much the same every day. So this kind of takes you back to the miracle of life and puts you in touch with that again. And I didn't have any idea about the natural world when I grew up in Los Angeles. I don't think I never had a vegetable garden, and I don't know if I'd ever been in a vegetable garden until I went to Japan. And so all of this is new to me, and I feel so lucky that I found it. And that was the revelation, the big revelation that I had when I went to Japan and lived on those back-to-the-land communes.
Thank you so much, Larry, for everything. And we're going to end the show right now. Gardening is a miracle of life. I'm sorry. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Larry Horn, and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA?
or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. This is Sherry from Raritay Spry, and my guest this hour is Larry Korn, author of One Straw Revolutionary. His impressive book is a must-read. Welcome back, Larry. I apologize for the commercial break there. It was a little rough, but you know what? That's what happens when you're doing live radio. So welcome back. We've got one more segment, and we were getting into it and having a great time talking about the miracle of life, which we has sort of titrated down into gardening and a way of life, a rhythm of life, just having a reverence every day for everything that we have, and a place of gratitude, appreciation, and praise. I call that the gap. Larry, let's talk a little bit about this book of yours that we haven't had a chance to talk about, One Straw Revolutionary. I would like our audience to know about the book and why you wrote it and what they are going to learn about from that book, because I think that's very important that we at least address that.
Oh, thank you. I wrote this book for several reasons, and I'm so glad I waited for all of these years to write it, because my understanding of Fukuoka's approach keeps evolving. And as I mentioned, Fukuoka's method goes so against our modern culture, and this is a worldwide culture, and this is roughly the last 8,000 years or so. And it's about control and separating ourselves, human species, as being superior to other forms of life. And then that's headed us down this nightmare path. And so I wanted to point out the close similarity of the way indigenous people, the way people lived. People were practicing natural farming all over the world for tens of thousands of years until about 8,000 years ago. So I wanted to point that out and also explain natural farming in a way, you know, Fukuoka, the Westerners understand it a little more easily, because Fukuoka Sensei in his books uses a lot of the Asian approach, and he talks about no mind and non-discrimination and these things that are familiar to Asian readers, but mean no mind or mu, it means nothing to Western readers. So I just wanted to explain that. Also, I have a bunch of stories about living at his farm and traveling with him in the United States. And I wanted people to get an idea of who he was as a person. And all of that, so all of that is in the book. So especially if you already know about Fukuoka-san, this is like taking you backstage, pretty much, and just explaining, it's just showing you the whole thing. And I wanted to do that while I, you know, so that book came out, well, I guess it was right around the time with your listeners last time.
I think so. We were barely just beginning to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was fun to write. And one of the things that was really interesting was that certain things that I was sure that I remembered, and then, you know, and I even had in the first drafts of the manuscript, and then I found, like, photographs or written information that said, you know what, what you were thinking for all these years, it wasn't exactly accurate. And that was a, that was a real wake-up call. that as you get older, you know, I don't know. It was a wonderful feeling. It kind of released me from, you know, from feeling like I knew everything. I don't know anything. And that's what Fukuoka said. The sentence that he said more often than any other, people can never understand nature. And, that was so like, thank you. I don't have to try to understand nature. That's great. It was like a big burden was lifted up. Just enjoy life. You don't have to understand. That's okay. You know, science sort of has the undercurrent that it's going to someday understand how nature works. Our brain is not capable of doing that. You know, Wes Jackson, you know, the agricultural activist out there in Kansas, he had a great line. He said, he's a scientist, a genetic scientist, and he said, you know, what people know is 1/1,000,000,000 of what there is to know. And Fukuoka-san just simply rounded that off and said, people know nothing. Now, that is another thing that in our culture, when you say people know nothing, they go, "Way, we put people on the moon, you know, and we did this and that." But fundamentally, we really do not understand. But it's all right not to understand. Just enjoy life. Just enjoy life. There's no need to understand.
I agree with you. You know, there's when I look at just the insect world, I mean, it's amazing. I go, how does nature do that? Birds and flowers. How does nature know all the colors and the permutations and the derivatives? And I mean, you can't explain it. It's so masterful. So masterful.
And it's liberating. And then, you can relax. See, you can relax and just say, look at this beautiful place where we find ourselves in, and everything we need to live is literally growing on trees or the roots of the, you know, I was just in Micronesia, these tiny islands out in the western Pacific, and I came to one island, Ponape, that I'd been to when I was in my 20s, and I was on the balcony of the hotel room where I was, and I looked out, and here's these little houses, and I looked at out at the treetops, and what was it? Breadfruit, coconut, mango, you know, all everything growing around the houses were food producing plants. You know, and the agriculture was they grew yams and taro essentially, and there were fish in the ocean. Everything that was needed to live was, you know, well, naturally, they moved. I mean, they encouraged the food-producing plants, but they just washed up on the shore, the coconuts, the mango, all of these things, they're just there, And what a wonderful place this is. And the indigenous people knew that, and they didn't do anything that would inhibit nature from continuing to produce what they needed. And they were grateful. And, you know, and I feel lucky that I managed to find a place where I can live in gratitude each day. You know, I just go out.
Absolutely.
And,
what's your message? What's your message for our listeners today?
Oh, just relax and take it easy. And you don't have to be in control. Just enjoy life. And if you possibly can, walk by a river or the seashore, put your hands in the soil. I mean, it's spring now. I'm just looking out at some rhododendrons that are blooming here in the southern Oregon, and appreciate where we are. It's a wonderful gift. It's just this is just existence is a wonderful gift, and people don't always recognize that, and just to be reminded of it again, it would be, you know, my message, and it helps me too. Thank you for asking, because it helps me to remind myself each day I do of how I just feel lucky and grateful just to be alive. Where did all this come from? It doesn't matter. I'm just grateful for it.
And on that note, I want to thank you so much, Larry. You do live in gratitude. You are beautiful, grateful, and you are an inspiration to all. For those of you who are listening, we'll be back again next week with another amazing guest. Go ahead and make it a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.